Thank you for joining me today. I'm Nia Shanks, and you are listening to Stop Telling Women to Earn Their Food. 'Tis the season for holiday cheer, all things pumpkin spice, and perhaps a few too many spiked eggnogs. Something else is supplied in abundance this time of year, too. Guilt, shame, punishment, all for, get this, eating food. Scroll through social media, and alongside tempting holiday recipes are videos and articles showing you how to burn off those Christmas cookies and telling you to do this extreme fat-torching workout to earn that holiday feast. What a terrific idea! Let's make women feel like they must earn a favorite holiday food, or any food for that matter. And if they didn't earn that calorie-rich treat beforehand with a proper vomit-inducing workout, let's shower them with guilt. Let's shame them for choosing to enjoy buttery mashed potatoes and other homemade festive dishes instead of nibbling on spinach leaves. While we're at it, let's encourage women to punish themselves with a brutal workout for enjoying a slice of pecan pie because, hey, you ate it, now you must negate it. Problems that arise from the earn your food mentality. Telling women they must earn the food they'll eat today or burn off yesterday's dessert is bad enough. But if they're conditioned to believe food must be earned or a workout must be performed as atonement for eating something bad, what complications can that present long term? With enough repetition, they may be plagued with a negative self-image. Disordered eating habits may develop. Exercise may become a grudging chore rather than an activity of self-care and enjoyment. These unintended issues may start out seemingly small and not problematic, but they can compound with time. This is a health and fitness disaster of epic proportion. I know this to be true not only from personal experience, but also from working with women who echo similar tales and hearing from countless others who have reached out over the years to share their similar stories. Exercise being punishment for eating food and the negative consequences that mindset creates is a path too many women have found themselves navigating, and they're left longing for a way out. I can't state this clearly enough. A workout should not be currency or penance for eating food. If you're currently captive to the must earn and burn my food mindset or want to ensure you avoid it, let's compare two mindsets for approaching a workout before or after a holiday feast. The punishment mindset and the healthy mindset. Punishment mindset says, I need to do extra cardio today because I ate too much pie yesterday. Healthy mindset says, I ate too much pie yesterday, but I enjoyed every bite. Today, I'll just do what I would normally do with my workouts. No need to change anything. Punishment mindset says, tomorrow is a big holiday feast, so today's workout needs to be absolutely brutal. If I'm not drained by the end, then I didn't work hard enough and won't have earned that meal. Healthy mindset says, tomorrow is a big holiday feast, so today's workout will be as productive as any other workout. I'm exercising to get strong and because it makes me feel great and is part of my life. One mindset will build you up and strengthen you. The other will dismantle you, bit by bit. Health and fitness should be a lifestyle pursuit defined by flexibility, sanity, enjoyment, and empowerment. It should certainly include room for your favorite foods. Guilt and obsession and punishment deserve no place in that journey. One step in the right direction is banishing, or simply avoiding, the exercise is punishment and food must be earned mindsets that are all too common in today's fitness environment. Thank you for listening to this article. I hope you enjoyed it. Please know that throughout this article on my website, niashanks.com, there are several articles you can refer to that will help you get started on your journey or recorrect it if you found yourself getting off track. So those may be helpful as far as what to do with strength training, cardio, simple articles that show you how to eat healthy, how to eat in moderation. So I want to make sure you get all the information you need to make the most of your health and fitness journey. Thank you so much for listening.